Hey everybody, welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Do you believe it? In less than a month, ho ho ho, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, even sooner. My goodness, people are spending some money. If you look at Cyber Monday, the way we started off this week, and the way we started off the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday was Happy Friday for most retailers. $59 billion was the haul there. Absolutely incredible, especially when I get on these airwaves and I rant about how poor we are all. Apparently not everyone in the bunch. There's still money to be spent, by golly, and we're going to spend it. And it makes for a good Christmas for the stores, for consumer spending. Go figure with the unemployment rate so high. The doom and gloom that was predicted so far really has not been doom and gloom in the cha-ching department by any stretch of the imagination when you're talking about the billions that has come in. For Cyber Monday, it was over $1 billion. And ticking, because more people are ordering online. So if they were going to add up everything leading up to the holidays, it's going to be a pretty big, chunky number. I guarantee it. This might be a weird thing to start with because, of course, we have the fiscal cliff, but we're going to dive into that in our second segment. Aren't you psyched? But do you remember when you were in school? Did you ever get bomb threats and you had to clear out the school? You know, all of a sudden the alarm would go off and everybody would clear out. I went to a big high school. I went to Cherry Hill East in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There were 4,000 people in my high school. And I always thought it was a prank. And we didn't know what it was. We'd just be told to exit the building. Is it a fire drill? Unannounced fire drill? Is there something else going on? And it would be a bomb threat. And you never hear about it. It was very hushed. But then somebody knew somebody that knew somebody else who worked in the office, and we'd find out that was what it was, that there would be this bomb threat. So I was reading a story about Memphis, Tennessee's courthouses, and they say there are bomb threats to 30 courthouses and some other government buildings across Tennessee. So it all happened at once. It was coordinated, if you will. On Tuesday, massive people running out of courthouses and the federal building in Memphis. No explosives were found, but Tennessee becomes the fourth state to deal with these bomb hoaxes. So what gives? What's the deal with the hoax? And you know, how can you not treat it seriously? If you're the person that gets the call, how do you know? There was 28 courthouses in Oregon. There were other threats just like that in Nebraska and Washington this month. So somebody's messing around here, but who is it? And boy, if they catch him or her or the group or whatever, look out, because they'll do some time for that. The FBI will nail them to the wall, and the FBI is working on it. They're going to look for federal charges if they can get the people or persons responsible for that. What would happen is they say it's just a man's voice. He calls in and says, there's a bomb in the building, and poof, hangs up. And they've cleared some of these courthouses, like in Memphis. Think of how this log jams things up. They cleared some of these places for hours because they got to check it. If they have to take it seriously, so they've got to check it, look for explosives, look all over the place in areas that aren't easy to just go in and take a dog, a bomb-sniffing dog in, which they did, but also be able to look in all the nooks and crannies there. And this is the thing. Then there was somebody who called up, and it was a woman who called up and said she had information that someone was going to blow up the county criminal justice center, and this was in Memphis, the federal building, and a main U.S. post office in the city. And there's nothing, they didn't find anything there. You always wonder where those threats, you know, what was behind the threats, just ha-ha funny, we're going to see what we can get away with, or was there something else to clearing a courthouse? Is there something connected to this? You know, what's the scoop? There has to be something. I don't think it's just a prank. I think there's something behind this more than that. And we'll see if the FBI nails the person, then the prank becomes prison time. So that's the name of that tune. Hell hath no fury like a woman in a pink dress with a big Rolodex. Yeah, remember that Tampa socialite that you saw, that little snippet of her, the film that they kept showing over and over again? And maybe you don't watch the nightly news. You just listen to shows like America Tonight and all the stations, the great stations that we're on. So you're not watching it, but you are aware of the Kellys and Jill Kelly and her home in Florida and the thing they keep showing over and over again. Well, she's fighting back. After 2 weeks of not saying anything, her attorneys released emails, phone calls, and other material that say they show she never tried to exploit her friendship with Petraeus because she's upset about the way she's being portrayed, probably on Saturday Night Live. So she went on an attack against a bunch of people who are going after her, that are saying that she's just a name dropper and a social climber and all that other sort of stuff. Why would she be a social climber? Give me a break. So she was the focus of a ton of attention earlier. And I think, frankly, this is it. No matter what she says, they're enjoying, you know, it's like being in that whirlwind. They're in the game. Sorry, they're in the game. And that's what this whole thing is. And she's saying that the scandal cost her an appointment as an honorary consul for the South Korean government, which she had gotten because of her friendship with Petraeus. The Koreans said she misused the title in her personal business dealings. That's what they're saying. So Kelly's attorney sent a cease and desist letter to a New York businessman who was connected to a deal in a South Korean company that supposedly was trying to set up. So the tales that we weave, and how far will we go? And she's apparently willing to go very, very far in trying to clear her name. Good luck. I'd say good luck to that. Because Kelly met the one guy at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, and they talked about negotiating a deal with South Korean companies. I think it's pretty clear that that's part of the deal there. So good luck. Like I said, hell hath no fury with a woman in a pink dress that constantly gets attention. She doesn't want that attention to go away. We would like the attention to go away from the fiscal cliff. Why? Because, you know what, we're tired of hearing about it. Are you tired? Raise your hand. I have infrared glasses if you're tired of hearing about the fiscal cliff. Oh, I see thousands of hands. Yes, we're tired of hearing about it. Give us a solution. Do we not elect people to work on these things? How do we get there in the first place? And then they get there, they're backed into a corner, and they have no answers. No answers. Ridiculous. So we're going to let you hear from Senator Harry Reid and Senator Mitch McConnell coming up in just a few minutes here in America Tonight. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Kind of ideological purity Wilbur Norquist peddles, saying you'll never bend or compromise is easy. Cooperating with those with whom you disagree is hard. Doing what's right for the country despite personal cost is hard. Legislating is hard. It's time now for those Republicans to turn this happy talk into action.
The people he needs to be talking to are the members of his own party, so he can convince them of the need to act. Rather than sitting down with lawmakers of both parties and working out an agreement, he's back on the campaign trail, presumably with the same old talking points that we're all quite familiar with.
Yes, we are quite familiar with what's happening with the finances, our futures at stake, meaning the deficits, and what's going to happen with taxes, and what loopholes are going to be closed, and what does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? What does it mean for Grandma? And anybody behind us or just right in front of us. Because guess what? We're all in this together, folks. In some way, we're all in this together, right? United we stand, divided we fall, and all that. Apparently, they don't take that to heart in the government because it is the same scenario. It is the same pedal. It is the same push. Republicans are ripping Obama for what McConnell said there. It's like a campaign kind of approach to the fiscal talks, and it doesn't need to be that. And the Democrats are ripping the Republicans, saying they're not compromising enough. They're not compromising enough to make anything happen. So basically, nothing is happening. There's the answer to that question. Nothing is happening. It's just more conversation, not a lot of action. And probably not high hopes for something to be resolved before the end of the year. And you know what the cliff means is we just give up. It's like, woof, we'll just throw in the white flag and we're just going to go over the cliff. I hate the cliff analogy because it's like a prefab word that was slapped on this whole thing to freak everybody out. But whatever it means, we're going down that cliff at a fast clip unless something changes to intervene, or we get the Band-Aid approach, which that could very well be. Because here's the thing. Obama's pushing the tax hike deal to the middle class and small business owners, and that's the deal. Listen, if you're over 250, then you should pay just a little bit more. That's kind of what the conversation is. The president invited some small business people from across the country to meet at the White House. They did that on Tuesday to talk about what the impact would really be of his tax policies on small businesses. So as they left, I'm wondering what they're thinking. This tax policy, the way it stands now, I don't see how it does benefit small businesses. And then with big corporations, we're coming back to the same thing. The corporate tax rate is the highest in the world, so there's not incentive there. There's not a lot of incentive. And it's about that 250. 250 is the number. So just to reiterate this, in case you're confused and you're playing along at home but you're sick of hearing it, if they don't strike a deal by January 1st, then what would happen is a bunch of tax increases and also spending cuts that would equal about $1.3 trillion over the next decade would begin to take effect next year. Now, what economists are saying, who don't wear an R, don't wear a D, they're all in mostly agreement of this, it could plunge us back into a recession. Oh, how I do not want to start off 2013 in a recession, for goodness sake. A recession, no thank you. I don't think any of you want to start that way either. I mean, see, here's what the problem is. People are politicking, and they know who their constituents are, and they want to hang on to their gigs. And then ultimately, because, and it is hard to swallow, because you say, well, I've always paid my taxes, I've always done what I'm supposed to do, and now I'm being punished. Why should I have to pay more? Why should my loophole that I need with my mortgage be closed up? It's not just the rich people. And see, I'll tell you, this is an underlying thing that a lot of people might not be thinking about, but who it will actually really affect, because some of the loopholes that would be closed would be charities. Charities live and die on donations. And the wealthy donors especially, which would be that 1%, would want that tax deduction. For however much money they give, they want the tax deduction. Now they won't get it if that's one of the things that closes up. That would mean that the amount of giving could change and dramatically. So the charities would be struggling. They'd be struggling to get the money back into that. The gifts that they might get from smaller amounts of people could no way equal the amount of money that they would bring in from wealthy people. And I was thinking about this today. I support a charity. I have a tax deduction. It's not a ton of money, but it's a tax deduction, one that I didn't even really think about at all when I was doing it, but now one that I'm always asked about and always sent information on, so of course I take it. So from our little amounts to the really super big amounts, I think it's going to affect the way people give, and that will ultimately hurt some of these nonprofits. Some big nonprofits could definitely be hurt by this. Oh, definitely. This story was just too good to pass up, and I'm afraid, you know how I go when I get into it, that I will forget it. I mean, the fiscal cliff, don't we all agree? Anybody who wants to open up the wounds, call me, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Raise your hand if you give a hoot about the fiscal cliff. You should, only because we're all in this together, like I said, and it's going to affect us. But the same conversation over and over and over and over and over again. If I was at a cocktail party, I would have left a long time ago if I was having this conversation with somebody. We're just drained. We're sick of it. We're sick of hearing it. Just do something. Do something so we can criticize it or applaud you for it. But do something. I like what Harry Reid said about that. Just do it. Sometimes you have to go out on the limb by yourself and let the cards fall where they may. Speaking of falling, a couple and about a dozen of their wedding guests are still very, very upset after they were delayed over 27 hours in a California airport. They were on the way to Hawaii. The groom-to-be and his fiance and their guests were stuck at a terminal at Stockton Airport for over a day after their plane had a mechanical breakdown. The station, after they finally made it to the station after eventually making it to Hawaii, they weren't given any information about the airplane, about their flight, if and when it would leave, all that other kind of nonsense. But they thought they were going to have to cancel the whole wedding, but they didn't. 27 hours, 27 and a half is crazy. In the end, the couple might have been tired. The ceremony wasn't affected. The guests and the couple flew out 5 days before the wedding, and the airline is saying they will reimburse them for their lost night of Hawaii. So I say that's okay. They made the news. They had to wait around for 27 hours. They did make it. And now they're going to get reimbursed for the lost night of what it would cost in Hawaii. Whew. It would be upsetting. 27 hours, you have to really... if I'm the bride, I'm probably tied up in knots because you just want to get there. Right? You just want to get there? That is a long, long delay. Long delay. Longer than the fiscal cliff conversation. No, I'm only kidding. That's been going on for really a year and a half. Oh, it's a year and a half away. Let's just put that away. We'll deal with it at the last second. That's when we deal with it. We don't want to be taxed anymore, but yet we still need to fix certain things in the communities. On the other hand, what about spending? Why can't we cut more from spending? How big does the government need to get? All part of what the conversation is about. And will continue to be about, by the way. Quick side note, Governor Chris Christie has filed for re-election. Wonder who his big challenger will be. I think it's going to be Cory Booker. For sure it'll be Cory Booker. He'll be the Democrat in that governor's race. And how popular is Cory Booker from Newark, just as popular as Chris Christie is? That could be a razor-thin election, too. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're talking about polygamy. That's right. Fair or foul, should it be considered acceptable in this nation? We've ever watched Sister Wives? We're talking to Mark Henkel next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember.
Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America Tonight. Joining us in the wings is Mark Henkel. He's the national polygamy advocate and founder of the TruthBearer.org organization. So TruthBearer.org organization. And Mark is actually going to join us for something I think that will make some of you either say, all right, excellent, or go, ugh. It's that kind of thing. We're talking about polygamy. Some of you might have seen the show Sister Wives, and he says that Sister Wives doesn't really portray polygamy families properly, or does it? Is it show business, or, you know, what is it all about? Because certainly a lot of people, especially in the beginning, started to watch Sister Wives, and there was more conversations about polygamy in the United States, and that was also on the heels of Warren Jess and what happened there as well. Mark, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So the question is, do shows like this one, do they, because, you know, there was Big Love, too, that was also huge. It was on cable. Does, in your opinion, does it really portray the image of polygamy? Is it what polygamy is about?
Well, the problem with it is that polygamy is a much broader term. Certainly, these are the first show series, Big Love, now Sister Wives, that are coming out. And they are at least allowing the audiences to perceive that all polygamy, even if it's coming from a Mormon paradigm, does not come from the connection to the criminals of the cults that we've seen a lot in the news media reports. That, for example, in Sister Wives, they are certainly a very good family and committed to each other and have nothing to do with any of the criminality of some of the Mormon polygamy sects that are out there. However, there is a situation that does seem to be repeated throughout the media, and that is the perpetual connection that polygamy is connected to Mormonism. Mm-hmm. And that while certainly you, if you really study the Mormon religion, that you can't be a Mormon and not be for Mormon polygamy. But the reality is that polygamy itself is a neutral term. And in the same way sunny changes sunny day to rainy, rainy day, the two words or adjectives change the meaning of the neutral word day, Mormon polygamy is a different form of than Christian polygamy, than secular polygamy, than Jewish polygamy. And the reality is that various people, for different reasons, choose their consenting adult polygamous arrangements. And the things that we've seen with Big Love and with Sisterwise is it still comes from the Mormon paradigm, thereby still perpetuating the stereotype that it's all Mormon-based and the Mormon religion about having all these children because there's this religious doctrine that Mormons have about the preexistence of souls. And the reality is people choose polygamy for all diverse reasons, not just the Mormon paradigm.
But, Mark, as you know, in the United States, I mean, polygamy is against the law. It's against the law to have several wives.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. I'm fighting to overturn that.
So fighting to overturn it, both legally and as far as what people think are accepted norms, you know that, as I said in the beginning of this, you know, people listening to this are saying, whoa, other women are saying that listen to it that aren't part of a polygamy family are saying, oh, how can women do that? So how do you change the image of what so many, the majority, think of polygamy?
Well, we work to help people see what reality is. The truth is that this is about a woman's choice issue, and that polygamy is not defined by the Mormon paradigm, but polygamy in general. I'm at nationalpolygamyadvocate.com as the national polygamy advocate for all forms of consenting adults in the National Polygamy Rights Movement for Consenting Adults, and that consenting adults choose things for different reasons. For example, one woman might want to choose to be a stay-at-home mom. Another woman may want to be a traveling career woman. They both get to have their choice, and the woman who's traveling knows that her children are being cared for by a woman who loves those children rather than shipping the children off to low-paid strangers at daycare. So some women would choose this. The reality is a man is not going to force polygamy on women because today's woman is just too smart. She's not going to put up with it. He's not going to be a polygamist because she's not going to put up with it. So at the end of the day, we're talking about men really growing up and that women choose this as an option that they want that works for their lives. And so this is a woman's choice issue at the end of the day.
Well, and you just use the words right there that I would say, why would a woman put up with this? What is the attraction to polygamy from a woman's perspective?
Well, there are different reasons that people have. You know, if you have 10 men and 10 women, and 9 of those men are jerks, the marital Marxism of one for each so that each might have one, the forced doctrine of one man, one woman has oppressed and taken the choice away from 9 of those women. They either have to choose the 9 jerks or go without. And that's what's happened because socialism always will create the dumbing down and mediocrity is we are now in the era of dumbed down males so that we have now marriage-phobic males and abandoned single moms. But what happens if you let women have a choice? Suddenly, those 9 jerks realize, oh, my gosh, the women might all choose the good men. Then I'm going to go without. Then what happens? The guys realize, oh, I better smarten up. And then what's the result? Better men for the women to choose, and it equilibrates anyway.
So if we allow polygamy to thrive, you're suggesting then that there'd be better men in the pool?
Allow women the choice. Let women choose. Women will choose the best men. And the truth is that will incentivize guys to start growing up and be the better men. You're not going to say to a woman, hey, I'm going to be a polygamist, blah, blah, blah. Women are just too smart for it. They're not going to put up with it. The reality is a guy is going to develop his husband skills in much the same way that Michael Jordan has super basketball skills and is better than other men at basketball. Some men can grow up and develop their Michael Jordan level of husband skills that women would choose that say, you know what, I'd rather have that than put up with a jerk. As indeed Dr. Joyce Brothers said in 1994, she said she would rather be the third wife of a good man than the only wife of a jerk. And so this is really about creating a free market where women get the choice and incentivizes guys to stop being the hyper-extended adolescences into their 30s that we see these days.
Well, the third wife analogy. But again, the third wife means she's the third wife solo. That's the only problem with that versus a group of
solo.
You're saying that Dr. Joyce Brothers said she'd rather be the third wife of a man. Does she mean the third wife? Okay, third wife of a good man, meaning she's a, in her quote, meaning that if she was with a group of other women as a wife, she'd be okay with that.
Well, meaning if the whole family was good and the man was good, because you can have a, you know, there's a case, for example, one of the families in the TruthBear.org organization, the woman was the, her, she and her children were, had this one man, one woman relationship with a wife beater. And he beat her and he was horrible to her. And finally she was able to escape monogamy, if you will, that foolishness out there. I mean, because no one's ever really done that, but she escaped that abuse, escaped all that, and then developed a relationship and with a proven marriage, and the, both the woman and the husband were very solid. They're a solid family themselves, and they became a family. And so the ridiculousness to suggest that the idea was better that she be with the wife beater as a one man, one woman than she be with a man who's committed to her and her children now have more attention than they've ever had, and she has more attention in a positive way than she's ever had. He's actually committed to spending that time and being there for her, and the whole family is there for her. It's a better situation than she had ever had before. And so there are circumstances by which women will choose this, and it is to their betterment.
Well, that's debatable. But here's a question for you. I don't think we're going to agree on that. But what states have the most lax laws on polygamy right now? Is it Utah in the mix?
Well, it's not so much lax. Every state has laws on their books. So there are three degrees to which they have laws. Some just simply say that it's a crime and for having a marriage with somebody else if you're already married. Then there's the next step, which is, for example, in my state, state of Maine, where it says that not only having the, committing the act, well, actually, the word itself says, a person is guilty of bigamy if, having a spouse, he intentionally marries or purports to marry, knowing that he's legally ineligible to do so. So that's the second level in which just the mere free speech act of saying the word wife to any woman other than the man's legally married wife, that itself is a crime. And then the third level, as such states, for example, Utah, take that purported clause and then add also the word of cohabitation. So even the mere representation of cohabiting with another woman outside of, even if it's not through a legal marriage license, that itself can be considered the crime of bigamy. And so some of, it's the degrees to which the laws are actually harder and more criminal. And even though many states may not be outright enforcing them, the mere existence on the books certainly still create criminal and civil and even general business problems for people that would be in a polygamous family because, for example, if you have a business contract that says you will not commit any crimes and if you do, the contract can be breached, well, that can be used to overturn a contract in a business situation.
What are you doing to fight the laws? What are you, how far are you along with that?
We are working with what we call the polygamy rights win-win solution to end the marriage debate. And that is that the current marriage war between the invented one-man, one-woman doctrine on one side and the biological impossibility of same-sex marriage on the other side, neither side is going to give up in their battle in this war. The only way the marriage war is going to end is with a solution that both sides actually can save face and have a political win. That's what we bring to the table with the polygamy rights win-win solution. We say to the left and to the supporters of same-sex marriage, your doctrine of tolerance and equality for all automatically obligates you to embrace this solution, which is to abolish all marriage control for unrelated consenting adults. Then we say to the right, those who want one man, one woman, saying, your belief in what the Bible absolutely says, because no one in the Bible was ever married by government, and the fact that you believe in limited government, your values require you to embrace the solution, which is abolish all marriage control for unrelated consenting adults. So we produce the solution that the losing side in every battle, for example, recently the one man, one woman side lost, we say to them, you want to stop what you're going for, you want to stop the same-sex marriage. The way to stop government from doing that is from having government out of marriage altogether. Stop having it redefine marriage for one man, one woman. Stop having it redefined for same-sex marriage. And then that way, nobody gets to license or redefine or control the definition of marriage. And when other laws, other elections and referenda happen and the same-sex marriage side lose, we show to them, you want to be able to have the equality and freedom to choose your relationships? Embrace our solution. Abolish all marriage control for unrelated consenting adults. So at the end of the day, as the war continues on back and forth between both sides, the only way this war is going to end is with a win-win solution, and that's ours. Abolish all marriage control for unrelated consenting adults. Everybody wins.
We are out of time, but I agree with that aspect of it. Mark Henkel, National Polygamy Advocate. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
About what marriage is. As I said at the tail end, I don't agree with polygamy, flat out, sorry. But the only thing I agreed with him, as I was saying there at the tail end, is I agree with the fact that there is no, that there is a definite chance they'll be able to wiggle that in, they'll be able to fight it in the courts with other forms of what is marriage. Should other forms of marriage be recognized? There's that whole struggle over, okay, marriage, man and woman, versus, well, what about gay marriage? What about polygamy? What about whatever else could ultimately be thrown in there? So there's going to be lots of challenges, and he'll be able to jump in. Polygamy, they'll be able to jump in on that. But, yeah, the idea that there are dumb men, and what did he say, the dumbing down of men and the choices. So if there's a good guy around, then imagine if you could pretty much, was what he was saying, share that good guy. I don't know, guys. Would you really want to have all those wives? I'm just saying it begs the question. But it's interesting that that's being explored more with the series Good Love, which was huge for a while on HBO in its time, just a few years ago when it ended. And then this new reality show, The Sister Wives, which certainly caught a lot of attention. So the conversation about polygamy has been out there now more than ever. We're going to pop around in a couple of different areas as we hit the final turn here on the exit for this hour of America Tonight, including a couple of the interesting stories that caught my eye earlier this week and things that we haven't talked about very much, including one of these really cockamamie stories about TMZ, the gossip website that Harvey Levin created, which it's interesting. When I was a kid, he was the consumer reporter in Philadelphia. Now he's the mastermind behind the genius, really, because he's the mastermind behind this TMZ, which what they do is chase celebrities and report everything that you can imagine about celebrities. They buy information, all that kind of stuff. And it's huge, since so many younger people especially are interested in what's going on with celebrities. And there was a story that TMZ was going to get a drone. They were going to get a drone so that they could chase celebrities. Can you imagine? We're zeroing in right now on Jennifer Aniston. Who cares? Is that crazy? Too much money. As much as they might pay for certain things, I don't think the unmanned aircraft system would be of that much use to them, so much so that the FAA would allow it, number one, let's hope not, and number two, would it really be worth it? What would they get out of it? It would be funny for a while. This is how sad we are that now we have drones chasing people in their neighborhoods. And if we're going to chase people into their neighborhoods, well, heck, we might as well chase the famous ones. Because isn't that the people we want to spy on? We don't have to go through their trash anymore. We'll just follow them with a drone. You know, why not? Let's do that instead. So it's just a rumor. I think the bigger story is to watch out for the drones in the neighborhood. Look above the sky, and then you'll have that drone there. Ultimately, let's hope that those ideas, those dreams smash against the pavement. All right, here's something else, too. As a big fan of Hawaii, I don't know how many people listening have ever had the pleasure of going to Hawaii. One of the things that we're fascinated with, because the big island gives us the big show, it's Kilauea, the volcano. It's been erupting since 1983, but check this out. This is one of the first times it's reached the ocean in a while. It's when it spills into the ocean, it's very cool because it creates this weird kind of fissiony thing, steam, waves, all of that. And when the lava goes all the way down and the ocean is 7 miles away, it's pretty neat to see it. You've probably seen it if you've seen, there was a thing called volcanoes one year, I think it was on the History Channel or Discovery or whatever. But you see that red flow, that red hot lava. And, you know, imagine that coming anywhere near you. They always try to push to make sure that nobody tries to get too close to get some kind of a picture, because that can happen with hikers and whatever. But, wow, watching it hit the water is spectacular. Much better than the dancing fountains in front of the casino, that one casino in Las Vegas. Because this is a thing of beauty, nature. And Kilauea is such a huge attraction. Like, over a million people go every year to fly over it or hike near it. Or, you know, people want to see the possibility of a live lava show. But also to see just to see the volcano. Because, you know, there are places in the country where you could live near a volcano. I'm thinking in, you know, Washington, for example. But to have an active volcano, pretty wild. The biggest thing that everybody's talking about, besides the power grab and the push-pull over finances in Washington, has to be our own finances and the possibility, if we close our eyes, that, yes, we are that 1 in 175 million people, the chances of winning the Powerball, $500 million at stake right now. $500 million. Wow. And it's probably going to climb even more by the time the drawing, by the time they have the drawing on Wednesday. So tomorrow, if you don't have a ticket and for fun you just want to go and get a ticket and see if you get struck by lightning, then you want to go and buy yourself a ticket. Probably do the quick pick thing. If you have lucky numbers, what the heck, maybe throw them in. And if you win the lottery, call us. We want to know about it. You can use an assumed name. If that many people, if it goes up that high, the chances are more than one person wins, which is okay. If I had to share that kind of money with some people, I'd be all right with it. If I was a betting person, I would say that there wasn't much of a chance that the cockamamie scheme to keep the roller coaster in the ocean off of New Jersey, off of Seaside Heights, would actually work. So the roller coaster that is in the water now, off the amusement pier, is going to be removed. There were people that were hoping that it would be a tourist thing. The Seaside Heights mayor, Bill Akers, told one of the local newspapers that the owners of the casino pier are in talks to remove what remains of the Jetstar roller coaster. The mayor said last week it'd be a great tourist attraction, but now says it was the stupidest thing he ever said. Because somebody told him that. Somebody must have said to him, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. We can't have it as a tourist attraction. We want to do the new boardwalk. And they said the construction should begin in January and will be ready by Memorial Day. It is crazy to see the roller coaster. I mean, it's submerged in the water. So that's what they got. Of course, they got to take it out of the water. It's not going to be a tourist attraction, maybe for a couple more weeks. But a tourist attraction where you could actually make enough money out of it, I don't think so. So he's right. That's probably was a dumb comment, probably. Here's something else that is something that we talked about on the show. It's kind of a follow-up to that. You know the pink slime deal? The whole pink slime lawsuit? Well, there's a judge whose daughter-in-law is a producer on Good Morning America. He's a federal judge. He recused himself for presiding over the $1.2 billion defamation lawsuit against ABC because his daughter-in-law works as a producer. So Judge Pearsall recused himself because it's a defamation lawsuit that's been filed by a South Dakota-based beef products company against ABC for the whole pink slime incident. And I don't think that you're going to be able to get pink slime out of people's brains, frankly. And haven't been down this road before. We have been down here with Oprah and the beef guys. And now here we go with pink slime and beef. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. Misleading to consumers, costly to the people who make this stuff. We'll see. Pink slime. Who knew it wasn't a good thing to call it? We did.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.